Tea Sticks is a company aimed at changing the way we drink tea and coffee. The brainchild of former management consultant Ricky Kattari is the idea based around one-serving packaging sticks, which double as stirrers as well as tea bags. Now, last year, Ricky sold 4 million tea sticks, mainly to China and India, as well as being tried by former Prime Minister David Cameron. Well, to find out, Share Radio's Tom Hill spoke to Ricky to get the inside story.
I came from the corporate world, working in management consultancy. And with that kind of role, you get to experience and work with other clients in different countries and different offices throughout the world. And I always faced a kind of problem when I arrived on site, either pilfering other clients' tea bags and then trying to find clean teaspoons, which were dirty teaspoons in the sink. And the idea came when I tried to, which we all do, either fish out the tea bag with a pen or use your fingers and making a mess everywhere. And the last straw was really just before a board meeting with a client. I spilt some tea stains down my white shirt and had an awful meeting. Went back to the hotel and thought to myself, is there something that I can find with packaging that can be enhanced and improved, that we could actually put really good quality product in there and have something beneficial on the go? And that's kind of where Tea Stick started, from a real life experience.
Yes, it really was motivated by necessity there. And you're now, of course, one of the entrepreneurs included in this year's Maserati 100 index, published in the Sunday Times last month. What is it then that sets Tea Sticks apart and makes it such a game changing company?
I think what we're trying to do, not only are we challenging the status quo of an industry which is quite traditional and zealous in its ways of brewing cups of tea, we are trying to bring something new to a very fixed market, and also challenge the aspect of having the convenience with tea bags, but also the loose leaf experience, but having it in a more convenient on-the-go way. And we're trying to do that and be disruptive in quite a fixed place where coffee has innovated, but tea hasn't innovated to the same extent. And what we're trying to do is also, in the future, I would like to bring that back to other entrepreneurs and see how we can help them grow their business, either by taking little stands and stalls and selling tea sticks to the general public on the go.
So in terms of creating that product that you have now, then, how did you go about developing the sort of technology, if you like, behind it? Because you understand you have this system of a kind of aluminium stick with holes in it. Mm. I mean, did it take a long time to sort of perfect that model?
Well, there was packaging already existed on the marketplace. So some we trialled and tested. So we spent some time going through some actual focus groups and working with prestigious hotels to work out the right material. So some, as you put it into freshly boiled water, they would wilt and they weren't rigid enough and they weren't robust enough to actually stir at the same time. And also with the ingredients inside, was getting the right quality of leaf and the right grade of leaf that could infuse a good cup of tea with quality. So there was a lot of trial and error, and it's actually taken some time working with various manufacturing suppliers to enhance and develop the packaging so that it meets a good quality commercial standard.
And in terms of sourcing the tea itself, then, I understand you get tea leaves from quite a wide area across the world.
Yes, I've been out to several estates in Kenya and India in particular, but now most of our teas come from Sri Lanka, where we've got the right flavour and notes of flavour in our blends. So Kenya, really, for our blends of breakfast in Earl Grey, and Ceylon tea for our fruity flavours, which are quite popular in Europe and America, and also where our biggest market is in China.
And it's interesting that you just mentioned there about your biggest market there, because, as you say, you seem to be exporting a lot of these out of the country. Who are some of your main clients then? Where is it proving most popular?
Yeah, which it's quite a interesting story, because before we launched in the UK, I was fortunate to meet our former Prime Minister, David Cameron, who kind of challenged us to sell tea to China for us to come on his next trade mission. And I thought, actually, that's not a bad idea, because it is a growing market. They're more innovative. They're looking at new ideas. So that gave us the kind of push. Myself and my co-founder, Kim, decided let's venture out to China. Let's do some research and analysis and test the market. And we got such a good response that we now supply the Google office in Shanghai. We supply some boutique hotels. But the main market, which is growing in the Western world, is also the platforms. So a lot of the Chinese platforms are where people actually go into the store. They see our product in, say, City Super on the shelves, but actually don't buy it there. They'll go off on their smartphones and buy products and share it with their friends through their social media connection through WeChat and Weibo. And the online platforms are one of the largest. And this year is all about growing in the retail space in Olay and places like that.
And so clearly proved popular in China then. In terms of its home market here in the UK, where tea has traditionally been something of the national drink, how well has it gone down there, David Cameron aside?
Yeah, in the UK, we're still early days in the UK. So we've supplied various hotels and it's a different way of brewing. So what we are trying to not compete against is necessarily the traditional tea bag, where we're creating a cooler concept where you would be able to infuse your own cup of tea to your desired strength by stirring. Therefore, you can add the milk and sugar using the stick to stir it in as and when you require. So you get a different flavour and different subtle notes of flavour from our teas, which is more comparable to the premium tea bags that we're seeing now on the marketplace, in our shelves, in Waitrose and other multiples.
Okay, and clearly it's been quite a journey since first coming up with this idea. What are your future plans going forward with tea sticks then?
Yeah, interesting. And after the Maserati kind of disruption, and as a company, Maserati are disruptive and groundbreaking sports car with something that's convenient and also out on the market. We're thinking, actually, why are we pigeonholing ourselves to just tea? We're a company that looks at innovation and looks at this type of packaging and concept, but we can put other products inside it. So we are actually going through a rebrand exercise at the moment and really understanding where we are positioned in the marketplace and how we can offer other products within that. So, for example, we already trialed the product with coffee with inside and also other herbal and medicinal type products that we can use to dispense in a good way. So maybe working with pharmaceutical companies and hospitals where we can give something easier for users and people with dexterity challenges to improve their lifestyle.
So plenty of applications that we could see coming sometime soon then.
Absolutely.
Ricky Kafari there, founder and CEO of Tea Sticks.